Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Waterfowl molt twice a year. During their first molt in summer, they lose all their feathers because of damage that occurred during their grueling migration. Their second molt of the year, at least for the drakes. Now, that's a little bit different. That molt has more to do with romance, the waterfowl version of it anyway.
And this molt is the replacement of feathers, putting on their breeding plumage. For the males of waterfowl species, this is the time where you start seeing the very, very colorful plumage, which is an attractant for attracting mates.
Kevin Cry is a waterfowl specialist in East Texas. Cry says the hens also molt at this time, but instead of getting a bright set of feathers,
the females do the exact opposite. They put on more camouflage or cryptic plumage because where they nest, they actually nest in uplands, up in the grass, very vulnerable to predators, and the more camouflage they are, the more likely it is they'll survive. So, and one sex is putting on very, very vibrant colors, and the other one's putting on very, very cryptic colors for the same purpose.
You can learn more about waterfowl plumage at the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.